Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Dreams. Dreaming. Going to sleep at night. Having a good night's sleep. What's that all about? That's my topic. Let's take a look at this issue of night sleep and the experience that we all have during the evening as we sleep. You know, it's an interesting point about dreams and the night activity in which our brain engages. You know, dreams is a universal experience. It's been with us for all of humanity, all of life and history. There's recorded writings on dreams that go back into the early centuries of life. Throughout the biblical script, dreaming is mentioned. But dreaming is part of life and is part of the human experience. Not to be something we're afraid of, but it's something that we embrace, something that we use and utilize for our good. Now here's the thing to remember about that point. At night when you sleep, your brain is very active. It's processing information. It's taking information from the day and working it and integrating it with information from the yesterday and the day before and in the past. It's taking issues that you have to, you're struggling with and trying to make sense out of them and try to answer some of the questions that you have and bring information and data to them, some of the problems you're facing in life. Brains work for you. Evening time is a time for you to allow your brain to do its work on the problems you're dealing with in the course of the day. In other words, brains and dreams are friendly to you and friendly part of your life. Don't be afraid of dreams. Don't be afraid of nightmares, so to speak, because your brain is trying to make sense and put that all, you know, together. Here's what one author said regarding dreams, and he's written quite extensively in the area of dreams. Levitin is his name, Mr. Levitin. He makes this statement. All this supports deep learning within a safe environment of your mind. That's what dreaming. All this supports deep learning within the safe environment of your mind. Your brain observes how you might react in a range of circumstances, and how the people around you may react, and how information can be integrated and made sense of. Dreams teach us about ourselves and the world in which we inhabit. Dreams allow us to explore our past and prepare us better for our uncertain future. In other words, brains and the activity of the brain at night, we call the dream, is a friendly event, a friendly activity. And we need to embrace it, not be afraid of it. We need to encourage it. We need to shape it. We need to direct it. We need to allow it to do its work. And when it comes to children, it's the same thing. When it comes to animals, it's the same thing. We all engage in dreaming behavior. Now, during the night, the brain does a couple different things. One, it helps you understand the world in which you live and some of the issues that you're dealing with in the course of the day, and takes information from the past and present and integrates it and makes sense out of things. But the brains also at night clean out the neural activity that's excessive and is unnecessary and perhaps detrimental, you know, to you. The insulin that is built up in the brain during the course of the day is allowed to be removed in the course of the evening, you know, from your brain, and the sleep does that. It kind of cleans out the brain and takes away the amyloids that have been building up in the brain, and we know the amyloids is the likely suspect for the onset of Alzheimer's. So that if you don't have good sleep, you're not cleansing your brain at night. If you do have good sleep, that's 6-8 hours, your brain is cleansed by the time of the morning, and you have a healthier brain when you wake up in the morning. If you are sleep deprived, such as students when they study at night and don't get their adequate sleep, or young people because they're fooling around at night and aren't sleeping, if you don't get adequate sleep, that amyloid builds up and does not clean out in the course of the evening. And it's well known that the body goes into a pre-diabetic stage with the absence of sleep or the deprivation of sleep or the inadequacy of sleep over a period of time. It's as if you become a pre-diabetic person. So the evening is a very important time for the brain to heal, for the brain to cleanse, for the brain to do its work, and for the brain to help you do your work in the course of the day and course of the evening by bringing together information, bringing together facts, integrating information, integrating facts integrating the story of yesterday with the story of today and trying to make sense out of it. Taking a problem that you're struggling with and matching it up to facts and some data that might suggest the answer to the problem you're struggling with. Sleep is a friendly activity. Sleep is a busy activity. Sleep is a healing activity. Sleep is a creative activity. It's a restoring activity. We need to treat it in a friendly, in a positive way. Now, the other day I was giving some thought to the idea that can you as a parent help your child engage in positive dreams? You know, we have this phrase, sweet dreams. Well, that's not really the issue. We really don't want kids to have a sweet dream. We want them productive dreams. We want them to have neurologically productive dreams. We want kids to have dreams that are problem-solving. We want kids to have dreams that are encouraging or supportive and reassuring and confidence-building, if you will. Those are the kind of dreams we want kids to have. So I was proposing the idea is that can parents create a suggestion to kids as they go to sleep at night? Kind of using the idea of a power of suggestion upon a kid. So that when you put the child to bed, you make certain suggestions that would help the child not only fall asleep well and easily and comfortably, but perhaps shape some of the dreaming that that child engages in a very positive, constructive kind of way. Now, many parents, and I've heard this over and over again, you know, are very gruff when it comes to bedtime with kids. Almost like they've reached their saturation point. They've reached their frustration point. And they'll just say, kid, go to bed. You know, go take your shower. Go brush your teeth and go to bed. In kind of a dictatorial, authoritarian manner. You know, that does not give a child the context of a constructive sleep experience. On the other hand, by taking that child by hand and taking that child and just hugging and giving that child a sense of support, as the child prepares for bed and goes to bed and goes to sleep at night, facilitates or could facilitate a very positive nighttime experience within the brain and giving that brain a chance to be healing and a chance to be restoring and a chance to be confidence building within your particular child's life. So parents, here's a couple ideas, okay? As you engage in the nighttime experience with your child, having your child go to sleep at night, give love messages, messages of love. Give messages of thought. Give ideas and thoughts for them to think about. Tell a story, some kind of a story that might be meaningful and make sense, you know, to your child. Remind them of a memory. Remind them of some kind of an event that took place so that they have some thought of a positive and an enjoyable memory in their life. Celebrate. Talk about some event that they can be feeling good about and can celebrate, and that you can celebrate with them. An achievement, a success, an improvement. Did something better, did something good. Pick out something in the day that went well and celebrate it. Create a code. Ask kids to create a code in it, particularly autistic children. And have them figure out some kind of a code of a computer or some kind of a problem. And maybe they can do a code analysis at night. Give them promises. A promise that you're going to be there all night. That you're going to be there in the morning when they wake up. That you're going to be okay and they're going to be okay. That's a promise. Be a faith builder. Give them a sense of God in their life. And God's going to take care of them. God's going to protect them. God's going to oversee their sleep. Be reassuring. Give them reassurances that they're fine. They're going to be all right. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. They did well. They did fine. Maybe they made a mistake, but they did well otherwise. Be a confidence builder. Give them confidence statements. You can do it. I know you can do it. Tomorrow we're going to face a task and you'll succeed. You'll be able to handle it. You're able to control it. You got a test tomorrow. You'll do well on it. You'll be okay. That confidence builder. Give power of suggestions. The suggestion that they're going to sleep well. They're going to sleep comfortably. They're going to sleep quietly. They're just going to have a good sleep. They're going to wake up in the morning feeling well. They're going to feel more comfortable. They're going to feel more calm. The anger is going to go away, and they're going to feel at peace. Give them that power of suggestion. And then give them a song in the night. Give them a song in the night. Hum a song with them. Sing a song with them. Suggest a song with them. Make up a little song with them. Songs in the night could be a very nice way for a child to move into a sleep state from a day of activity and a day of disappointment, a day of hurt, a day of trauma, a day of stress, or whatever it might be. bring to a child songs in the night, so that there is a peace experience through the night and into the morning. So there you are. Sleep can be a very important part of a child's day. It can be a very important part of a parent's interaction with a child. It can be a very important part of the time when parents and children really connect and build that bond and build that feeling of confidence and love and commitment and bonding together. Don't look at the sleep as a getting rid of the child time. Look at sleep time as coming into the child's life, shaping the child's sleep patterns, and shaping the child's day as he looks forward to tomorrow. You can have a positive influence, but look at sleep differently than what you otherwise might. Bye for now, and thanks for joining. Bye for now.